Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's Wednesday, and our friend Nate Weck is in the Sioux Falls studio, in the Kirby family studio with me right now. Nate does our sports and rec weekly update. Follow him on Twitter. Find him on the Facebook sports page. He's everywhere. He's in your neighborhood finding the great stories across the state of South Dakota. How's that for an intro, Nate?
I couldn't write an intro like that for myself.
I didn't either. I just started. All right. So let's talk about the topic of the week. What are you bringing to the table today?
Well, we've had some discussions throughout to talk about, you know, we've talked multiple times, Lori, about Washington High School.
Are you doing this just for me, Warriors. By the way? Because
No, I'm not actually.
I have a bias toward the Washington Warriors, but yeah.
No, I'm not. Really, how it started off was we wanted to do something because this is their 120th season of high school football. So obviously they're one of the longest, not just in South Dakota, but throughout the country when you look at sports and football throughout the nation. And they have the championships to back it up. They've got 42 of them. And it's just one of those programs where you look at, and I think people know about Washington, but they don't really know about Washington in the past that they have. Yeah. One of those figureheads, and it's something that people drive by a lot every day in the Sioux Falls, is they drive by Howard Wood Field, they drive by the Premier Center, and I think people drive by Howard Wood Field and they go, oh yeah, that's where you know, Roosevelt, Lincoln, and Washington play their varsity home games, and that's where the state track championships are and all these other events. But I don't think people really realize what Howard Wood is and why it's named Howard Wood Field. You know, if you dig deep and you look back, you know, you may not remember him because he passed away in 1949, so a long time ago. But he was really the first coach that put Washington High School football on the map. He's the one that made, you know, when you look every spring, we see the Dakota Relays at Howard Wood Field. He was a big proponent of that. He's the reason that that exists. So there's a lot of footprints that Howard Wood has left throughout Sioux Falls, and they're there to see. You got to know where they're at. So we're going to have bigger discussions about Howard Wood because this is a feature that we are currently working on. A lot of the interviews we're tracking down are the grandchildren, former players. And when we talk about former players, we're talking about individuals today who are 92, 93 years old. Because, like I said, he did pass away in 1949. So kids that were teenagers at that age have since grown up and have gotten married, had families, had grandkids, have great-grandkids, and all that type of stuff. But you know, it's just really interesting to dive back because there's a current head coach now that's with Sioux Falls, Washington, and Chad Statham, who is, I kind of call him the Mike Henriksen of the high school coaches in South Dakota, because he just gets so, he just thinks that the history of all this stuff is so neat. And it's cool to have a head coach like that, especially for a program like Washington, because it's a person that's going to appreciate all of the aspects and that have come before him. And to get to it, because Washington Warriors are still in the football playoffs, they've won six straight, you know, started 1-2. We talked about that 35-game win streak being snapped by Roosevelt in the third week of the season, but they've won on a six-game win streak since that point and are now going to be playing this weekend against Roosevelt, who beat them, who ended their streak. And if they... whoever wins that game is going to the Dome. So Washington's looking to make it their third straight trip. And it's going to be exciting to see if there's going to be that revenge factor and all that type of stuff that revolves around it. But back to Chad Statham, the current head football coach, we had an opportunity to sit down with him recently. And obviously we talked to him. We asked him some questions about his current team, some of his good players. Tupac Kapaya just broke the all-time rushing record in South Dakota this past week, and we can talk about that too here as we move forward with the segment. But we wanted to ask Chad Statham some questions because he is such a history buff within the organization. We wanted to ask him some of those questions about the past and the people that came before him. And one of the things, just talking to him, I had to ask him, why is it important for you to be a part of the Washington Warriors football program? And here's what Chad Statham had to say.
It's important to the fact that I'm part of a tradition, a long history of success and of belonging, and having been a part of the long tradition. It's the 120th year of Washington football. And you know, we're kind of known as a standard of football throughout state history. Obviously, the record shows, and it's just to get this position to be the head coach here is it's a great honor, and it's got expectations, and I'm very proud to be a part of it because some of the best coaches in our state history have come through Washington.
Expectations was one of the words he used in that, and you can only imagine. You know, you look at a program that is 120 years old, and you have expectations attached to it because of some of the success that programs have had before. My palms start sweating just thinking about it a little bit, you know, because it seems really stressful to me. But I think Chad Statham's handled it very well, and obviously he's had success. He's been able to look that history in the eye and still win state championships. You know, you've seen what he's done the last few years with that program and the success that they've had with those wins, with the win streak. He's a coach that's had a lot of success and has not let the moment get too big for him, which I think is huge.
You're also held up by that history, though. I mean, you have to feel supported by that. The kids have to know that that's part of what they're a part of. If he cares about it and is passing that tradition on to him. What is the warrior culture?
You know, I think that's different to everybody.
Yeah.
But when we had asked Chad Statham that too, because they call it. It's called the warrior way.
The warrior way.
We do things a certain way because it's the warrior way. We don't, you know, there's no wristband showing. We come out, we do 10 push-ups at the beginning of practice. There's discipline. We don't look out of uniform between one another because we are all one. We're all part of a team. The uniform we're wearing, it says Washington on it. It says Washington Warriors. We're not playing for ourselves. Yeah. We're playing for the current team, the future people that are going to also put on the uniform, and everybody that's worn that uniform that's come before us. So it's one of those things where it kind of reminds me a little bit too of, because we did a lot of studying too with post-22's baseball program in Rapid City. And that was sort of the same thing where you have to respect and understand that you're just a bullet point on a much bigger picture. And I think that's what Chad Statham is also trying to do. And he, you know, you heard him too talk about, you know, he talked about the expectations, but he talked about how honored he feels. And I think the players, I think that's something like if your coach is feeling that, that's something that's also going to rub off on the players as well. And it's going to give them that extra sense of pride as well.
All right. So they're going into a game against Roosevelt. This is the semifinals. What are they bringing to the table? Obviously, they're on a streak right now, but it's only a 6-game streak, but it's got to feel pretty powerful.
It does. And, you know, it's going to be one of those games where the first time they played, it was 29-0, Roosevelt won.
Right.
And for a team that hadn't experienced a loss in 2.5-3 seasons, three and a half seasons, that's a big punch in the mouth. So I do look for Washington to come back and say, we're not going to let that happen this time, what happened last time. Because Roosevelt's also taken, you know, they've had some hiccups. They almost got beat by Yankton in 11-AA. You know, they've had some iffy moments with their season as well. But I think we're going to see
Kara
a
Hetland
lot
is going to come in here and stand up for Roosevelt
will.
Any moment.
She will. Right? I know. And I'm a Roosevelt grad.
Are
too.
You? Okay.
So,
yeah. These loyalties run deep. So, but for students, I remember after that loss, too, is like those seniors, you know, didn't lose their whole high school. I mean, that was their first loss the whole time they were in high school. And that's not necessarily
that.
A bad thing for a team and for a kid to go ahead and lose and then figure out how to come back from it. That's probably better than if they had just kept a streak going. I mean, they might not agree with that, but you know, from a character building standpoint, you got to lose every once in a while.
And I'm kind of in the ballpark where I think if the New England Patriots in 2007 would have went into the Super Bowl that year with not a perfect record but a loss on the regular season, I think they beat the Giants in that Super Bowl. And instead
you
of,
still remember that?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly
still
think
carrying that
because,
one, aren't you, Nate?
I honestly think that the Patriots would have won it that year. And I think having a streak, having that record, and having like being put up on a pedestal, it does It does do funny things mentally. Yep. And to be humbled, I think, is a big step. But yeah, you said it. I mean, there's kids on that team that have not experienced a loss.
I'm just humbled every day. So that's what some of us go through life like that. But the neat thing about Washington in the 120 years is this is a school that is not the same student body by any measure that the city is entirely different. You look at their old mascots and what they walked away from is how they're representing themselves to how they represent themselves today. The diversity of the school itself, a kid like Tupac Capello who came from, now I'm spacing out where he came from.
He's from Africa.
He's from an African country, but I don't remember which one. And just came before, to Whittier Middle School. Yep. He hasn't been in America that long.
Right.
And has really found football as a way to settle in and take off as a student and as an athlete.
Yeah, and to just touch on Tupac Capello, because it is such a big deal. He broke the all-time career rushing yards record on this past weekend, which is a huge number, and it came on a 52-yard run. He came into the game. He needed 85 yards to tie it, 86 yards to break it, and he was able to do that. And here's the fun part for me, because I like to geek out over sports and things like that and see the connections, but Capella beat Jason Lieber of Vermillion's record that was set in 1990 to 1992. Jason Lieber's brother, Ben Lieber, played linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings. And now works for KFAN up in the cities and works with Vikings coverage on game days and things like that. Since KFAN is the affiliate of the Minnesota Vikings, he's one of the sideline people and works with coverage in pregame and postgame with them. So it's really weird to see all these connections and people go to do things at the national level and they all come. It goes back to in South Dakota, everybody knows everybody in some way, shape, or form. And that's kind of true from that perspective as well.
All right, we got 2 minutes left. So you're working on what else in regards to sort of telling the Washington and the Howard Wood story?
What we want to do is our goal with this is to paint a picture of one of the pioneers of South Dakota high school athletics that has not been painted before. Yeah. It's been told about. People have told the stories, but some of those stories that have been told were told. Even 30 years after his death, we're talking about 1979. So, I mean, we're trying to paint this picture and bring it to the people of today's world that really have no idea, and to educate them on who Howard Wood was and what kind of an impact he had in different areas of high school sports. Mm-hmm. And fast forwarding to present day, how his footprint is still around and how you can still see some of the impacts that he had many years ago, how those affected things that you're still seeing today.
Because it's about so much more than Warriors.
It's about more than football. It's about more than Washington. It's about more than all of that type of stuff. So
a community and a state.
Right.